Former Florida Senator Bob Graham blasted Governor Charlie Crist today as being out of the mainstream in Florida for opposing Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Crist announced yesterday he had not yet met with the judge, but said that her testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee convinced him that he cannot support her appointment.
I'm glad that Senator Martinez, who has had an opportunity to meet with her and know her personally, has announced that he's going to give her support. I'm disappointed that from 1,000 miles away, Charlie Crist has, for some reason, reached a different conclusion.
Mel Martinez last week became one of the first of what could be many GOP senators to announce their support for Sotomayor. But Crist's opponent in his primary run for the Republican nomination for Senate, Marco Rubio, opposes her. When asked last week his thoughts, Crist said he had not been paying attention to the nomination hearings and thus had no opinion. But on Tuesday, in a statement, he said that he had strong concerns that Sotomayor would not strictly and objectively construe the Constitution and lacks respect for the fundamental right to keep and bear arms. His possible Democratic Party opponent in next year's Senate race, Congressman Kendrick Meek, also took a shot at the governor for his opposition.
Personally, I am pleased that the governor has taken a position because that's something that he tries to avoid. And in this U.S. Senate race, it means so much to Floridians. It's important that we all understand, or Floridians understand, the position of those that are running for the U.S. Senate. His reasoning for not being for the judge to be the next Supreme Court justice could not and will not pass muster.
But Kendrick Meek mocked Crist's objections on Second Amendment grounds.
I can tell you that a number of individuals that uphold the Second Amendment, including myself, are supporting the judge. And I think that this will, again, be another example. Once you know the true individual that's running true feelings of the individual that's running for office, I think that Floridians will understand where the governor stands on a number of issues because he has, for the last 2 years, played a very quiet role and some of the issues that have faced Floridians and some of the major decisions that the legislature has had to make.
The comments were made on a conference call where Senator Graham formally endorsed Congressman Meek in the Senate race next year. Graham called Meek a long-distance runner and said that was in contrast to Governor Crist. He mentioned how since Florida law changed in 1968, allowing governors to run for two terms in Florida, there have been six governors in Florida, all of whom ran for re-election. But Charlie Crist won't be the seventh.
Charlie Crist will be the first governor who has not done so. Voters will decide what that says about his commitment to being a long-distance runner and accomplishing his objective.
But Graham did admit that running as governor is an advantage for Charlie Crist.
But it is no guarantee of success. There have been a number of governors in Florida's history, such as most recently Ferris Bryant, who attempted to move up to the Senate and were unsuccessful. So you have to, being governor gives you an advantage, but it doesn't win the election.